His wife had just died. He was in the hospital himself. And while he was there, according to investigators, occupants moved into his Long Beach house, produced a forged deed claiming they now owned the place, and then told him what it would cost to get his own home back. Roughly $500,000. Not rent, not a settlement, a ransom, wearing the paperwork of a real estate transaction. That is the case two Los Angeles investigators now point to as proof that this state's squatting problem stopped being about freeloaders a while ago. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, forged deeds, gang ties, a six-figure extortion demand, and two bills in Sacramento that died before either one could stop any of it. Start with the correction investigators want the public to make, because it changes everything downstream. This is not a story about someone who overstayed a lease. It is, according to a Fox News digital investigation published today by reporter Stephanie Price, a criminal business model. Former Los Angeles Police Department Lieutenant Moses Castillo, LAPD for short, spent years on the force before moving into private investigative work, and he says professional squatting crews study the civil eviction system the way a burglar studies a lock. These professional squatters know how to work the system, he told Fox News. They know how to cause the worst nightmare for a property owner. Michael Youssef, chief investigator at Blue Systems International with more than 30 years chasing property crime, puts the endgame in blunter terms. It is a hostage negotiation wearing a housing dispute as a disguise. They basically hijack the property, he said, and they hold it hostage until you pay them off. That is a different story from the ones this show has already covered. A Malibu woman who allegedly talked her way into homes and refused to leave. A Berkeley house taken over after its owner was murdered abroad. Those were individual actors working the seams of a slow system. What Castillo and Youssef describe is citywide and organized. A forged lease or a fraudulent quitclaim deed establishes a paper claim to occupancy. And because California law generally requires a full unlawful detainer court proceeding to remove someone once they assert tenancy, the crew has bought itself months. Investigators say today's crews layer identity theft, gang affiliation, and narcotics activity on top of that legal delay, turning a slow civil process into leverage. None of this is brand new, for what it's worth. Back in 2024, Fox 11 Los Angeles profiled a crew called the Squatter Squad, led by Thomas Lando and Kim Rikachik, who made a business out of removing occupants living rent-free behind fake leases. The pattern is old news. What investigators say has changed is the scale and the violence. The clearest illustration is the Long Beach case from the cold open. So here it is in full, with the caveat that matters. Nobody has been charged, and everything below is described as investigators and the homeowner relayed it, not as a proven fact. The homeowner was, in Youssef's account, at his most vulnerable when it began. His wife had recently died, and he himself was hospitalized. Occupants moved in and produced a fraudulent quitclaim deed. A forged document purporting to transfer ownership. Investigators say the activity at the property went well beyond an unauthorized stay. Alleged gang affiliation, narcotics sales, and a shooting at the residence. A background check on one occupant turned up an outstanding warrant for battery and assault. And rather than negotiate quietly, investigators say the occupants pressed that extortion-style demand. Roughly $500,000 to leave. Investigators ultimately helped the family regain possession without paying it. The Los Angeles Police Department and the Long Beach Police Department could not confirm the case's details to Fox News, which is itself part of the complaint here, because cases like this one often get logged as an ordinary civil property dispute instead of routed to detectives as burglary, fraud, or extortion, even when the underlying conduct includes a forged legal instrument and a documented warrant. Long Beach was the extreme version. The ordinary version runs quietly across Los Angeles every week, according to Youssef, in a transaction investigators call cash for keys. Rather than wait out a months-long unlawful detainer case, owners routinely pay occupants $20,000 to $40,000 simply to leave voluntarily. Judged one case at a time, it's a perfectly rational move for any individual homeowner. Judged as a system, it's exactly the incentive structure that keeps organized crews in business. The payout is the business model, whether or not the crew ever intended to actually live there. Multiply a few dozen of those a year at $20,000 to $40,000 apiece. Add in rarer six-figure demands like Long Beach, and the citywide toll runs into the millions of dollars annually, paid not to courts, not to landlords, but directly to the people accused of committing the fraud in the first place. Sacramento had two separate opportunities this cycle to speed up removal. Both effectively died, and the way each one died tells you something. State Senator Tom Umberg, a Democrat representing Santa Ana, introduced Senate Bill 448, the Trespassing Response and Remedies Act, sponsored by the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles and the California Rental Housing Association, according to the senator's own office. The pitch was a faster, clearly defined removal process for property owners, local governments, and police, while leaving renter protections for actual tenants intact. It never reached a floor vote. The bill was quietly returned to the Secretary of the Senate on February 2, 2026. The other attempt came from across the aisle. Assemblyman Carl DiMaio, a Republican representing San Diego, authored Assembly Bill 897, which would have required anyone occupying a property without a lease to produce documentation, a valid lease, or proof of rent paid within 3 days, or face arrest. Fraudulent paperwork would trigger removal, plus liability for damages and back rent. "We have to put an end to this insanity," DiMaio said, arguing the current process lets an owner get arrested on his own property while the people occupying it face no such risk. According to Davis Vanguard's reporting on the committee vote, Assembly Bill 897 died in committee, 2-3, with 4 members abstaining, in a Democratic-controlled assembly. The nonprofit Housing California opposed the bill, arguing the existing civil eviction process already covers unauthorized occupancy, and warning that a faster arrest-based process could push vulnerable tenants toward homelessness. With legislation stalled twice, Castillo and Youssef's ask moves from Sacramento to the police department itself. A dedicated anti-squatter task force, built to tell a landlord-tenant dispute from an organized fraud ring within days instead of months, and empowered to treat a forged deed or a break-in as burglary from day one. Not the same slow civil dispute lane as an ordinary lease disagreement. The pitch is deliberately narrow. It wouldn't touch protections for a tenant with a real lease. It would just create a fast lane for cases involving forged documents, identity theft, or violence. That task force, if it ever exists, would sit inside a department led by Chief Jim McDonnell, confirmed by Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat, in November of 2024. Which is presumably why Fox News asked Mayor Bass's office directly what it thought of the proposal. It did not respond. Fox News also asked Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman, a Republican, for comment. His office didn't respond either. Two different parties, one identical silence, proof, if nothing else, that bipartisanship is alive and well in the art of not returning a reporter's call. Here's the bottom line. This is not the sympathetic squatter story California has told before. Investigators describe forged deeds, gang activity, narcotics, and extortion. An organized business model. Not a lone occupant exploiting a slow civil process. Nobody has been convicted in the Long Beach case. The allegations are exactly as investigators and the homeowner described them. No more. What isn't in dispute? Two bills that would have sped up removal died in Sacramento this cycle. A citywide cash-for-keys economy already runs $20,000 to $40,000 a case, and the two officials who'd actually have to fund or authorize a fix, the mayor and the district attorney, didn't respond when asked about it. Every quote, every dollar figure, and every bill number in this episode is sourced and linked in the full story. From the Fox News digital investigation to the legislature's own committee record. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want the next accountability story read to you, subscribe. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts.